Status quo. Status quo. The way things are, but don't necessarily have to be. That is the mindset of a true leader. To challenge the status quo is what leadership is built on. Simply put, nothing stays the same, it's not supposed to. Every single leader, business, and organization that has ever wanted to create greatness has had to challenge the status quo. But what does it mean? Status quo generally applies to maintain or change existing social structures or values. Today, a call to challenge the status quo seems tired and played out. And what does it even look like? Does challenging the status quo mean becoming an anti-establishment rebel? Or being the person who constantly points out the flaws in our society? Or being the person who zigs when everyone else zags? Maybe so. But what if challenging the status quo was something far more positive than negative? More exciting than intimidating? Or will I actually mean possible? Now, throughout history, such things as segregation, racism, and just small thinking have been influenced and challenged by such figures as Martin Luther King, Steve Jobs, and the man himself, Barack Obama. The only issue is people only ever seem to admire the men throughout history who challenge the status quo. What about our wahine? Now, challenging the status quo is considered something a woman does without second thought. As a man, I can't begin to imagine what a woman goes through in terms of the gender discrimination that takes place every day, everywhere in the world. However, I can understand and empathize with many of your problems. Ladies and gents, today I'll talk you through a number of wahine who admirably stuck it to the man and challenge the status quo for future generations. One of the most influential and inspirational women of all time to challenge the status quo was Rosa Parks. Rosa Louise Macaulay Parks was an American activist in the civil rights movement, best known for her pivotal role in the Montgomery bus boycott. On December 1, 1955, in Montgomery, Alabama, Rosa Parks refused bus driver James F. Blake's order to relinquish her seat to a white passenger after the whites-only section was filled. By this one action, she helped change the lives of many African Americans and, more importantly, society as a whole. Rosa Parks sparked attention throughout America for her refusal to settle for the black lower class standards. Because of this action, she helped equality for many African Americans and, more importantly, the men and women throughout the United States. The US Congress has called her the First Lady of Civil Rights and the Mother of the Freedom Movement. Because of this action, she helped chase the cause for the rest of the Civil Rights Movement. Although widely honored in her later years, she still suffered from her act. She was fired from her job as a seamstress in a local department store and received death threats for years afterwards. However, she continued to show strength through her turmoil like the woman she is. Ms. Parks, a part of the Black Power movement and the support of political prisoners in the United States, refusal to give up her seat led to the desegregation of all public transport in America. Because of her determination, she stood front at the March on Washington alongside Martin Luther King and 250,000 African Americans marching for jobs, justice, and peace. Ms. Parks refused to having to give up her seat because she is a person of color as normal and thus challenged the status quo for future generations. Now, throughout New Zealand's history, there's been a handful of wahine who stood against societal issues the same as Rosa Parks. Fiona Cooper for leading the 1975 land march from Te Hapua to Parliament in Wellington. Kate Shepherd, the leading light of the New Zealand women's suffrage movement, and Meri Te Tai, the first woman recorded to address Parliament in Aotearoa. However, when I think of wahine who challenged the status quo, my mind goes to Meri Te Mita. Meri Te Mita, a significant filmmaker and key figure in the growth of the Māori screen industry, was not only the first Indigenous woman, but the first woman in Aotearoa to write and direct her own feature film. Women always had a presence in film acting, however, were hugely underrepresented and significantly paid less. Throughout the decades, key roles were given to much more Pākehā men, such as directors and cinematographers. However, Mita always had a goal to decolonize the screen, and that she did. Meri Te Mita, an accomplished director and producer for more than 25 years, made landmark documentaries such as Patu about the violent clashes between police and anti-apartheid protesters over the Springbok tours, and Bastion Point Day 507 about the eviction of Ngāti Whātua from their traditional land. Meri Te Mita provided an insight into the New Zealand film industry, tradition and modern Māori cultures, and the challenges faced with feminist ideals for Māori women. Ms. Parks refused to let the misrepresentation of Indigenous and wahine in film and thus challenge the status quo for future generations. These women believed in what they fought for. These women believed that they too can make a difference. We can too. As Edward Everett Howe once said, "I am only one, but I am one. I cannot change everything, but I can change something." Status quo, the way things are, but don't necessarily have to be. Kia ora.